episode 178, Declare Your Independence.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? You know what? You're looking mighty fine. Do you have a party or a celebration? Maybe you're going to a parade. You know what? This is the 4th of July. Yes, and we are celebrating. And today we are celebrating something very, very important. Yeah? Do you want to know what it is? You! We're celebrating you! Yes. We are chit-chatting away. I'm so excited for all the new ones who have discovered and become a part of the family. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for taking the time to subscribe and rate and review on iTunes. It's getting us out there. I love that because that means this is reaching your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit. And that just touches me to the absolute core. So thank you so much for all that you do for me because I do notice that. And I cannot wait to continue to share and grow with you. That is what's awesome about Create Your Now, Your Best Self Food, because we never stop growing, right? We never do. Well, maybe we do in some areas, but not all, right? We got to watch it. We may not be growing in height. So, you know, we don't want to get the width growing the wrong way either. So kind of have that harmony, right? Okay. Are you laughing yet? You better be laughing. Today, declare your independence. Yes. That's what we're talking about. And it's going to be awesome. This is something that I found actually on Facebook. My good friend, Jill Scott, she had this on her post and she said, "The elevator to success is out of order. You'll have to use the stairs one step at a time." I love that. Think about it. The elevator to success is out of order. You'll have to use the stairs one step at a time. And this is absolutely perfect for today. Have you ever watched those late night infomercials, you know, that come on and you're kind of in that weird daze, or you wake up in the middle of the night and you cannot fall back asleep? I mean, come on, really? We women, moms, we are never that way, right? Never. Oh yes, I have been there so many times. I can remember literally times when, because remember, pregnant or nursing with five babies, right? I was up at all hours. You know, that is one thing I did not do. I did not force my husband. If I was home and available, I fed the babies. That was me. That's what I did. So I was the one getting up at night. We didn't share feedings. It was me. And it worked for us. That's just what we decided to do. Well, anyway, so I had very many late nights with that. And I can remember watching those infomercials. You know, they promise to do absolutely everything and even give you what? The kitchen sink. Wouldn't it be nice if they just gave you everything? But they do. They promise that it's just going to be perfect. Have you ever fallen, though, for their promises? Have you ever, like, picked up the phone, or now you just go on your phone, literally, not talk to it, but you just type it in? You know, in the olden days, when I first started having my babies, we didn't have cell phones. I know I'm dating myself, but seriously, our cell phones were, like, honking huge. It was like having a shoe to talk to. And actually, we did have one of those, but we couldn't afford, you know, for both of us to have them. So we would have it for emergency purposes. If one was traveling, if I was traveling, or if my husband was traveling, one of us would take that phone. Well, so have you ever fallen for their promises? You know, increase energy, to sleep better, lose weight, the food tastes better. Oh, guess what? You'll cook more at home because it's easy, which means guess what? You're saving more money. How'd that turn out for you? Did it work? Did they live up to their promises? Creating independence happens one step at a time. Remember, the elevator to success is out of order. You have to take the stairs one step at a time. You know, I look at our country as we are celebrating here in the U.S. the 4th of July, and it's literally because our Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. We didn't become a country overnight. This just didn't happen. We didn't all of a sudden come here and say, "Oh, we're a country now." Most countries didn't end up that way. You look at how the countries formed. Go back in the histories around the world, and you'll see it was days upon months upon years, and for some centuries, till they became their own, until they had the quote-unquote power. And you see, when you declare your independence, you are empowering yourself. Let me say that again. When you declare your independence, you are empowering yourself. I said this multiple times. You can only control. I knew you'd say it. You. That is correct. Okay? No one ever will make you 100% happy. Not your husband, not your partner, not your best of best friends, not your sister, not your mom, not your grandma. And I say all of this because I know, I think at one point in my life, I looked to that, that my mom was supposed to have given me everything to make me 100% happy growing up, that my dad was supposed to give me everything to be 100% happy. You know, my now husband, okay, my husband, well, now he's supposed to give me my 100% happy. You know what? That's not it. None of them, none of that, nothing in this world is going to give you 100% happy. You see, the interesting thing is going back to the infomercials. How'd they turn out for you? Remember that question? When you fell for them, did it work for you? Were you able to cook more? Was the food, did it actually taste better? Did you save money? Or did you find yourself up 2 months later buying something else? Oh, what is it? No, of course. Most of them don't work. They're sitting there grabbing us when we're kind of in this fog and giving us promises that we know we want. But there's a huge missing key factor in all of it. It's the magic sauce, the special sauce. It's the secret sauce, whatever sauce you want to call it. It's secret. And that secret is, drumroll please, you. Declare your independence. You hold the key. It's you. I know sometimes it can be absolutely frustrating when you're wanting something. You know what these infomercials would say? Oh, you get this and you can achieve this and you gain this and you lose this and you'll prosper and you'll have more energy and you'll be on purpose and your business will grow. I mean, at one point, some of them would even promise money gain. And then they had to watch it because the federal government came down and said, you can't say that. You can't promise something that can't happen to everybody. So you can't make those promises. So they had to be careful with their wording, but they still changed it around enough that what? It's still a hot thing today to have an infomercial on. They're still making money. But the one thing that is missing, that key factor, is you. Declare your independence. You are and hold the key. You are the secret sauce to your success. I don't care how much money you spend on a online program that says, oh, you're going to be able to blog every single day with no problem and you're going to get thousands upon thousands of email addresses. I don't care if it's a program that says, I'm going to tell you how to market on Facebook. I don't care if it's a program that says you're going to learn another language. I don't care if it's a program that says you're going to lose weight. You're going to gain energy. I don't care if it's a program that says you're going to find your vision and mission in life. You're going to live on purpose. All of those are awesome, and there's lots of them out there, and I support a lot of them. I've taken them, but the secret sauce to all of it is you. Declare your independence. You see, it's taking charge of the one person you can control. You see, all of these things that you can do are fabulous, but guess what? You have to execute them. Oh, yes! Declare your independence. You have to take it and say, I'm going to take it to the next level. I want to take this further. Oh, wait, and you have to implement it. They're all great strategies out there. Some of them brand new. Some of them just change their words a little bit and offer a different program regardless. Most of them out there, they work. The problem is they don't work until you declare your independence. You see, what happens is we let our success, not just our happy, fall into everybody else's lap. We let somebody else have that control instead of saying, oh, wait, the person here that has all the control is me. It's you. Yeah. You know, and I can say this because I have done multiple. I've had my own businesses. I've been a part of network marketing companies. I have been a part of the corporate America. I've had a regular job, you know, earning it. I mean, I started out as a babysitter and my next job was a waitress. I mean, that's where I started. Little things. But you know what? If I didn't take the action, if I didn't take aim, I was a secret sauce to my own success. I was a secret sauce to my happiness because guess what? That's the only thing that I can control. But when you lay that and you give that, I mean, literally you give that permission to other people to have that control over you, you're empowering them versus empowering you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It is time that you declare your independence. That is your kiss. Declare your independence today. Here as we celebrate in the United States of America, wherever you are around the world, make this your day, July 4th, 2015. Mark it on the calendar and say, this is my declaration of independence. I am the secret sauce to my success. Write it down. I am, you are the secret sauce to your success. When you declare your independence, guess what happens? It presents you with so many opportunities. It does. You begin to think differently. You walk taller. Your confidence is carried differently. You begin to gain even a stronger self-esteem. You have personal growth. You can focus more specifically on your goals, and you're able to make those goals taken from your dreams because your vision becomes clearer. Your mission is right there, and you begin to taste it. You can imagine it almost as if you are holding it. You are living on purpose. You begin to have financial freedom. That doesn't mean that you're necessarily a millionaire. But you're able to see things change before you. You are contributing to society, to your community, whether it's financially, whether it's through your volunteer work, okay? Whether it's because you're earning an income and you're giving back to the community, you are creating that financial freedom. You're gaining health and wellness. Why? Because you feel good about you. Declare your independence. Your spirituality deepens. You're more in tune. You listen differently. All of a sudden, things are a lot clearer. The haze and the dust has begun to rise. There's no more fog. Now, does that mean that all the bumps and the hiccups and the pitfalls are gone in your life? No. You're going to have those. But guess what? Guess what? You got to declare your independence first. And all you have to do is start by writing it down. I want you to write down on a post-it that say, I'm the secret sauce to my success. Whatever you're looking for, whatever your dreams are, your goals are, I want you to write that down and I want you to put it in front of you for the month of July. Okay? And if you're listening to this on a different month, do it for a month. Yes, I said a month. So if you're in the middle of August right now, even though this is releasing in July, July 4th, okay? But let's say you're hearing this in August, then it's a month from the date that you've heard this. I want you to keep it in front of you. I want you to ask yourself when something comes up, you're wanting to grow who you are, your personal growth, your focus, living on purpose, your finances, your spirituality, your relationships. Oh my goodness, we could go on and on and on. Your career. Wow. Declare your independence and say, I am the secret sauce to my success. Believe it. Things will start shifting for you. I love you so very much, and I want to see you succeed. But remember, the elevator to success is out of order. You'll have to use the stairs one step at a time. Happy 4th of July. Go out and declare your independence. I love you so very much. I'll see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.